Very well, darling. How about you?
Doing fabulous. I am the public relations chair for Autism Speaks here in St. Louis, and I am also the team captain for Canyons Echoes. I'm a mother of a 3-year-old with autism, and I have a little guy here who's getting ready for school and wants to say hi to you.
Put that little bugger on. What's his name?
His name is Tristan.
I like that name.
Hi, Corbin.
Hey, Tristan. How's it going, little papa?
Hi, I'm the assistant team captain for Canyons Echoes. My brother Kenny has autism.
And so what are you going to do this year? Are you going to have a fundraiser? Are you going to do some kind of thing?
I'm going to do a walk.
You're going to do a walk?
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do to help you guys?
Yeah, you can tell all my friends about autism.
I can tell all my friends and all your friends about autism.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Tristan, you have a good day at school. Put Mama back on the phone, and I'm going to help you out, little buddy, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
That's a cute boy you got there.
Oh, I love him. He's one of my pride and joys.
Tell me what the people can do. Tell me how we can help.
The first thing is autism is a complex brain disorder that it basically affects people's ability to socialize and have relationships and communicate. A lot of people with autism can't even communicate and talk. They can't hold conversations. It's really just an amazing and very devastating disorder. It's becoming epidemic proportions. One in every 166 individuals is diagnosed with autism.
Do you ever grow out of it?
No.
Do you ever get better?
Through therapies and treatment, they learn how to respond better and how to communicate. My son has gotten much better. He talks to us now. He, at 2 years old, he could tell you the numbers, shapes, letters. He was doing great. He would sing little songs. And then I call it the wall. The wall just went up around him. He didn't talk anymore. He didn't sing anymore. He sat there, and if he pointed, it was just a grunt that came out to express what he wanted. He wouldn't make eye contact. He didn't want to be hugged or touched or anything like that.
And see, what you're telling me, up until the age of two, everything was going cool.
Everything was great. He was actually ahead of things, but he never started talking.
What, is something strangling the brain? They have no idea?
They have no idea. There are a lot of different things that they're thinking. There's up to like 20 different genes that they think could have a relationship to this, but no one knows. That's the problem, and that's why research is so important, and that's why, you know, once my son got that diagnosis, I'm out there gung-ho, I'm involved, and I'm trying to get everybody just at least aware.
As a mom, you've got to be so frustrated.
It's very frustrating. It's not, and though every day I thank God that it's not a terminal illness, I praise everyone and commend everyone that has to deal with something like that, but it is still like a death because you never know now. You know, is my son going to marry? Is he going to get to know anybody? Is he ever going to fall in love? Because that relationship capability is gone now.
Do you get any kind of reaction out of him at all? Like he knows what's going on? Like he loves you? Like he could sense something in his eyes?
No, I do. And that's why I'm saying I think you can get better, but to cure it, no. He talks now very minimally. He'll express his wants. I want more drink. I'm hungry.
So basic needs. He knows basic needs.
And he's now very lovey, which is a wonderful thing because I am a touchy-feely, huggy person. I give hugs and kisses, and it killed me the first time he pushed me away because he didn't want the touch, because a lot of kids have a sensitivity to touch. It really affects the sensory areas, and no two cases are the same. And that's what's so difficult about it is no two cases are the same.
So it's hard to pinpoint what it is. Yeah. Tell me what you have going on. You have some, Tristan said something about a walk. What is that?
Well, that's way out in October, so we're really not promoting our walk just yet.
What do you have coming up? What's the soonest way people can help? The
soonest way they can help is to go to www.autismspeaks.org. And they could find out about autism. There's a little link there where, you know, get involved and they can hear about different things that are going on. The other website that they could take a look at is autismwalk.org.
Autismwalk.org. That's the walk in October.
Yes. I believe there is a link that they can hook on to pick St. Louis, and there's a list there. Right now we have 3 events that are posted, and that's this Saturday. There's a Crazy Bowl at Crest Bowl. We have a trivia night on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, and there's a skating party going on Saturday, May 20th.
So you have a lot of events coming up that people just have to find out. Give them the local website one more time.
www.autismwalk.org. We welcome everybody and anybody that wants to come play along and join with us and fight for what we all want. We want a cure.